Yeah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah.
You know, now we know in the Seder Mishnayis, Rosh Hashanah comes come out at the end of the Mo'adim. First we have Shabbos, then Ervin, Sochim, then Sukkah, Yuma, Sukkah, and then Beya, and then first Rosh Hashanah. So maybe good Pesach comes first because the Shabbos comes first, okay, then comes Pesachim because that's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. But the question is though, why does Rosh Hashanah come after Sukkah, after Yuma, after Beya? Well, the Rambam says that the Pirush Mishnayos first were Mazim with the Mo'adim, then at the end we go to Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't say Klo Tam. Some want to say that Rosh Hashanah is Tolan Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha Mechila, because there's a Yom Kippur on Yud B'Tishrei, that's why we have Rosh Hashanah on Aleph, and therefore the Ikas Yuma, so Yuma comes first. Those want to say, like we'll see in the Mishnah Yisir, Kamati's first two parochim, and the Masechta does not talk about the Yom Tiv of Rosh Hashanah, rather goes into different halachas, like the Mishnah says, we'll soon see four Rosh Hashanah Haim, then it goes into halachas like Kiddush HaChodesh, and then the third and fourth parak talks about Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, about Hilchas Shofar. Therefore, since the Ikar of the Masechta is about the different inyanim, therefore it comes at the end of Moed, of the Mo'adim of the Raisa. I mean, Chami, then you have Megillah, you have Tainus, other Masechtas, but of the Yom Tovim of the Raisa, Rosh Hashanah has come out the last one. Mishnah starts off, Arbo Rosh Hashanah Haim. There are four different types of Rosh Hashanah. Now, B'yechad B'nisan and Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's a Rosh Hashanah L'Melochim V'lo Regalim. Now, for the kings, B'frat for a Melech Yisrael, when is his year up? His year is up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. If they appoint him to be a Melech, let's say in Shvat, then it comes Nisan, so now Nisan is called the beginning of his second year. What's the difference? Melech is Negeh to Morasad Hichashtaros. We know in every shtar, shtar milvah, shtar mecha, you have to have a zman, you have to have the date when the loan took place. And we write in the date, the year of the king. And therefore we have to know which year of the king it is, to know exactly which date it is. Let's see, Rashi. Rashi says, Arba Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Limlochim, Regilim Hoyu, Limnoi Zman, Shtaroseyem, Lishnei Samelach. He used to write the date in the shtar according to the year of the king. Mishona Shomad Bo. How many years was he appointed already? Shomad Bo Melech Kedar Min Like Moras Tel Sech the Gittin that Mishum Shalom Malchus. They want to keep peace with the kingdom. That we use the king for the year. Now, we don't write down the year of Brias Haylam, but rather write down this is the second year of the king. Rashi says, why do the Chum say that this Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Nisan? This is sort of like the beginning of a year. What does that mean to say? That v'afilu omad b'shvata v'yadar, even if the king was already appointed on Shvat or on Adar right before Nisan, still when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, kol shashnos is called like the first year ended already. Mishigia Nisan, v'yatchilu limnois loy shona shniya. Start counting the second year. Like if a loan takes place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we say Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the second year of the Melech. Even though the king was just appointed a few days ago in Adar or in Shvat. Now we'll see more in the Gemara explains why they made a general rule in order to make it easy to know the dates, because we have to know exactly when did the loan take place in order that the Malva should not collect from Mishabodim Shleikidin. But Rashi says that the reason why we write the king in the Shtaris is Mishum Shalom Malchus. Tais has a kashra in Rashi that the Gemara's mashma that Shalom Malchus could only apply to a Goyish king. And here the Gemara's mashma talking about now a Jewish, a Melech Yisrael, that we have Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because now the Rabba, by a Goyish king, then we go after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So the talking about Malchus Yisrael, what's that to do with Shalom Malchus? Someone answered, Nechlami Rashi yells, yes, that even by a Malchus Yisrael also applies the parasha of Shalom Malchus. I'm looking at the Pnei Yeshua, looking at the Yochanan there on this Rashi. Then Melu Regolim, Rashi said in the Farshi, Gemara Mor will explain. Get to the regulus, get to Baal Tachar, somebody says to bring a korban, so he has the chiyuv to bring it within the first three Yom Tovim. In other words, after, if he makes a neder, he'll bring a korban. So if he doesn't bring it by Pesach, doesn't bring it by Shavuot, doesn't bring it by Sukkot, it's over lava about Tachar. When do we start counting the year? Start counting from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Like Pesach, that's called the first Chodesh. That's called the first Yom Tov. If three regalim pass by and you still don't bring the korban, you're over about Tachar. Let's say you first made the neder after Pesach. So then the first Yom Tov comes is Shavuos and Sukkot. That doesn't count. You have time the next year to wait till Pesach passes by, until Shavuos, until Sukkot passes by, then you're over Baltachar. So that's called the beginning of the year, and the Geir to Regolim, that's on Pesach, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So Rashi B'Kitza just says, Mefarsh, the Gemara will explain. Then the Mishnah goes on, the second Rosh Hashanah is the Echad Belu, on the first day Rosh Chodesh Elul. Is Rosh Hashanah L'Maisa Behema. That's called Rosh Hashanah for giving Maisa Behema. You know, if you have 10 new animals born to you this year, so lochers of Maisa Behema, you have to take them out of the corral, and the 10th one has a loch of a korban on, has Kedusha, that's called Maisa Behema. The locher is, you have to have 10 that were born that year. If you have 5 born this year, 5 born next year, you can't combine both 10 to make Maisa Behema. So you have to know when is the year up to start a new year. So that the Mishnah says on Rosh Chodesh Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah. If you have 9 born before Chodesh Elul and 1 born on Chodesh Elul, you can't combine the two. You do not have the Chiyuv Ma'aseh Behema. However, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oyman, they both say B'yechad B'Tishrei. No, it's not Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's the Rosh Hashanah for Ma'aseh Behema. Let's see, Rashi l'maisa beimam, shein maisrim min hanalodim bashon ezu, al hanalodim b'chaverto. Can't take off maisa beimam if animals are born this year for next year. Yechzir, the pasuk says, aser taser, a double lashon, it's called tfu azarech, all the tfu of the wheat that grows that year, the grain. Hayoytze asadi shon, year by year, I mean each year you have to take off maisris from that year's crop. Now, the Chodesh Plus is talking about Tfuah, talking about grain, but we dash in Viyamama, we learned in the Sechta Becheris, the Perek Maisa Beimo, that this Pasuk is Bishtei Maisa Sakasa Madaba. The Pasuk is talking about two different type of Maisa. That's a double lotion of Aser Taser. Echad is Maisa Beimo, the Echad Maisa Dogen. They both have this halachom that Yonah Mafrish Peris from this year on Peris that grew this year, another one grew this year for next year. Same thing by Maisa Behema. It can be Mafrish, Maisa Behema, and animals that grew this year and combined them with animals that were born next year. Now the Mishnah says, V'yechad B'Tishrei, first day Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanah, is Rosh Hashanah for years. Rashi says in the first big Gemara, there's some machlekes over there, different pshatim. One pshat is, like we know, it's the Rosh Hashanah L'Din, the whole world comes for judgment on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Others learn it goes on Malchei Akum, that on a Goyish king, King George, so then we count from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's when his year is up. And by Malchei Yisrael, we count by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and by Malchei Goyim Akum, there we count from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. One man there says, it means Litkufais, when the Tkufa of the Cham and Levoner is, when does it start? So it starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. But like Rashi says, in the first week of Gemara, we'll see all this in the Gemara. Then Ulishmitin, who are then when the Shemitah start, the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, that you can't work on the Karakam, that starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Uliyavlis, the 50th year also, it starts on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Rashi says, Lishmitin Uliyavlis, Mishenich Nasisho, when it starts the Chodesh Tishrei, also lachers, then you can't plow your field that year in Eretz Yisrael. For Israel to plant them in Atayra. Mashenkin, Midrabon, and there are lachers of Taisvis, Shemitah that starts even before at the end of the sixth year. Well, the Natiya, the Mishnah says, that's planting a tree. Rashi says it means Leminyan Shnei Orlo, by a fruit tree. We know the first 3 years, if it gives off Paris, a Sasa Bano. So when does the year start? The Afilo not above, even if you planted the tree in Chodesh Av, should be before Tuvav. Kolsa Shinoso Rishon Lesef Elul. After Elul, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that starts now the second year of Hilchos Arlo. Well, the Kulam of Forest Tamek Memor will explain how we learn out, how we know these different Rosh Hashanim for different halachas. So that's halacha if you put the tree in the ground before or on Tuvav, so you have like 14 days for it to start to root. then you have a full month before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, so then that month, instead of like a year, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, that's beginning the second year. Uli Yerokas, to get to vegetables, the Rashi says that goes on Maisa Yer, take off Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, Shein, Tormin, Umaisa, Minanuka, Dafnei Rosh Hashanah, Al Shalach Rosh Hashanah, it can't be Mafresh, Trumas Amaisis, on Paris that grew before Rosh Hashanah this year, for the Paris of next year. So you have to know when Rosh Hashanah is. We're saying now it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So you have the apples that grew from last year, or vegetables that grew before Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. You can't be mafresh them trumas for vegetables that grow after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Now the fourth Rosh Hashanah is the Echod B'Shvat. And Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's Rosh Hashanah Lila for trees. So Rashi says this goes on Hilchas Maisrus. We have your fruits that grow, so you can't take off fruits mice on this year's crop for the crop of next year. So what's called the Rosh Hashanah for fruits? That's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. The Rashi says, Lilon, Linyan Maisa, Shein Maisrin, Peris Ilon, Shechontu, Kaidim Shvat. That's the apple tree, started to blossom, started to have buds before Rosh Chodesh Shvat. So you can't use those apples to finish growing your mice to them. Al shechont liyachas shvat, on different apples that first started to blossom after Chodesh Shvat. Rashi says, what's it got to do with the blossom with the chanotam? Shevilim, because by trees, fruits, halachach chanotam, we go also when the tree started to blossom, started to bud, not when the tree is fully grown. That's called the Rosh Hashanah for Paris Elam. This is according to Beis Shammai. As Kedivra Beis Shammai. However, Beis Hillel says, Bechamisha Osabai, Bechamisha Shebishvat, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lilonis. And who are then Filchus Maisa Sheni? Or Maisa Roni, we know the second year you give Maisa Sheni, the third year you give Maisa Oni. When is it called beginning of the third year? So that's totally in Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, whether it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat or Tuv Bishvat. Now the Gemara says, Limlochim. What's the first one of the four Rosh Hashanim? That's Echad Benis, that's Rosh Hashanah Lemlochim. So Mar says, Lamai Hichas, for what halacha is it that there's a Rosh Hashanah for kings? So Rashi says, Lamai Hichas, Kloima, that the question is like this, Lama Huk for Yoim Yuchad Leminin Amlochim. Why do we have to have a special date, like when a king starts the second year? Eima, why don't I say, Shal kol melech melech taschil shenosim yom shavuot? Simple. Whenever you appoint the king, so the anniversary, that starts the second year. Well, you have to have a special date for him. Masha, everybody has to remember, and everybody has to know exactly when is the year over, when is it start the second year, what's in the Negeah to? Whenever his year is up, a full year of kingdom, the second year, that's called the second year. So my answer is, Omar Rav Chizdo Lishtaris. Yes, the Mishnah means tell you aloch, there's a Zman Kavua of the Mlochim, which pertains to a shtar. And therefore, the Rabbanim want to make a universal Zman. Everybody remember and will always know which year we're talking about. The Tanan, we learned like this. Rashi says the Mishnah in Shviyas, that shtarei choyf ha-mudomim. We have a shtar milva, Yamalva lent the loy the money. He lent them the money really first in Tishrei. But they wrote up a shtar all the way back earlier in Nisan. That's called the shtar choyf muktim. It was written and signed before the actual date of the loan. It was written. Therefore, the locker is psulim, the shtar is possible. You can't collect with such a shtar. Mashenkin v'amuchorim, a shtar that was written later. Let's say the loan took place in Nisan, and they took their time. They first got around to write the shtar later on in first Sivan. So the locker is ksherim, that shtar was kosher, because the malva can't take away the lakukash like kedin. If anything, he lost out, you the also got hashem. So therefore, since we have to have the date in the shtar to know exactly when the loan took place, they want to make it a universal date that will always know which Shvat it was. Was this the Shvat before the king, the Shvat after the king was appointed, and therefore the Kaveyam, that by Jewish king, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's called the beginning of the second year. If it was appointed any time before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so when it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan now, from then on, starts the second year of his reign, and therefore we'll know exactly what date when the shtar was written. Rashi explains. The shtar, as Rashi says, Lahavchin eize shtar choyv muktim lemalva, which shtar was written before the loan actually took place, v'eize miyucha, which shtar was written later. The Tanakh was learned to Masechta Shviyas. Mishnah says that shtarei choyv, If you have a shtar chayv of a loan, hamukdomim, that was written earlier than the actual loan took place, is psulim. That shtar is possible, a bonum possible, the shtar, you can't collect with it. Why? Lefi shirotza, litrof, lakuchay, shalok, chusoda, minha, loiva, mizman, shevishtaris. That the malva is in the collect now, take away the property from the kuchais, shalakidin. Now the lacha is, if a malva lends money to a loiva, so at the time of the loan, all the loiva's property is mishuba to the malva. So if after the loan, the loiva goes and sells his property to somebody else, and then later when the malva comes to collect his money, the loiva is broke, he has no money, so the malva now has a right to go and collect from the kuchais, take away the property that was sold, because as soon as the malva lent the money, all the loiva's property is mishuba, like the mix of kinyan, to the malva. And this is only if there was a milva bishtar that has a koil, and therefore Lakucha should have watched out, shouldn't have bought the karka. They should have heard that there was a loan that went on, so they shouldn't have bought the karka. And therefore, if the malva writes up a shtar earlier, way before the loan took place, that's like a Maisik Zela, we're afraid then that his kavana was to be able to collect from Lakucha Shleikidin. Rashi says that's called Shalaikidinhu. Why? Sharei Kodmo Mechir Lalvo. Really, the loiva sold this property before the loan took place. Let's say the loan first took place in Sivan. And in the Shtar it's written that the loan took place in Nisan. And he first sold this property, let's say in Iyar. So if he sold it in Iyar, really it's before the loan, he has a right to sell it. And later the Malva has the right to come and collect it. But since in the shtar they wrote the shtar earlier, they wrote in the shtar the loan took place in Nisan, so now the malva, when he comes to collect the money from the loiva, and the loiva says he's broke, he doesn't have any money, so the malva is going to go and collect from these lakuchas, the people that bought property off the loiva, after Nisan, and in the year. Because according to the shtar, the shibud was chal, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And that's not true. Really the loan first took place later in Sivan, the shibud was only chal in Sivan. Therefore the Rabbanan passed the shtar. It says in this shtar, v'shtar meid shalvo kodma. The shtar says the loan took place in Nisan. The speaker therefore considered the bottom of the knas over here ligvois boy that you can't use this shtar. What does it mean to say? You can't even collect for la yitrof afilu mizman hanilva. Let's say they both admit that the loan took place. Let's say in Sivan, and now good. Let's say the malva wants to collect now from the kuchais. They bought the karker after Sivan. Even though if Yalocha really should have been mutter, because they both agree that the shtar was chal already before Sivan, but the Rabbanu made a knas, nothing doing. Since in this shtar, you wrote it up in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and at that time the loan did not take place, so therefore since you wanted to steal the kuchash like it did, the Rabbanu took away the kuchash of the shtar, that even later on you can't collect from a Shabbatim with the shtar. Versus the Eino Yelo Kimuva Peh, the Rabbanu didn't pass the loan, but it remains just like a milva peh that took away the kirch of the shtar. And therefore, shen goyva min ha-mishabodim, that this malva cannot collect from any lekuchais that bought karka off the loiva. So this is what we're afraid about. That maybe the shtar was written up too early, so we have to know exactly the date, and then find out exactly when the loan really took place. Therefore, Rashi says, v'im loikovu yeren letchila shnetim, they want to set aside a special day when the beginning of the kingdom starts or ends, Ela rather kol melech u'melech lefi yom shomet. Each king depends upon the day he was appointed. A year later, it's called the second year. So we're not going to know this. People won't remember which day the king was appointed. Ein lahavchin im hashtar muktim. And they won't know the difference whether this shtar was earlier or whether it's later. Kegoin, what's the case? Im kosav boi v'kislev. Let's say the shtar was written on Kislev, b'shono shlishis, the third year of the king. Love of plenty, Ruver Baramar from Shimon, Mona, $100, and the Eidim, that's what it says in the Shtar. Now, the Eidim say that Kishechasmu, boy, when they signed on the Shtar, Lairino Shalaveyu, they did not see the love, the loan took place. Ela rather, Haloivarama, the Loiva says, Lanu, Chosmu Alai, go sign the Shtar, Shenichav Leplani, because I owe the person money. Like we learned in Gemara Bar Basra, that Kaisun Shtar Loiva Bezna has a right to have a Shtar written up for the Loiva. Alpha P, Shane Malvi, maybe the Malva is not there. And the Ain on the other, we don't know for sure if Alveyo Kaidim Lachem, whether the Malva really lent the money before or not. So the Eidim can't be made now that this Shtar is kosher, this Shtar was written up. It says Nisim that the loan really took place in Nisim. Eidim do not know this. Alvarina, but what do they say? What do we know? Avrina shalveyu mana b'tamas. That first, later on in Tamas, he lent the money. Vashana shlishis, on the third year, l'melaploni of this king. Now, if we don't know when the year ends, so we don't know if this Tamas is before. Now, when it says